All right, it's time for some more amateur state baseball action here on Chasm with the New Munich and Marble game. We're going to send it right back out to Randy with the call.
Thank you, Adam, and welcome back to Maple Lake as we begin game number two here this afternoon. Don Heinen, it is New Munich and Marble.
Yes, it is, Randy. You want the starting lineup
Let's
for New Munich?
Let's take it away.
Leading off and playing center field for New Munich will be Jacob Hennenkamp. Batting second, playing left field, will be Hunter Rademacher. Batting third, to shortstop, Will Funk. Batting fourth, to right fielder, Nick Stangler. Batting fifth, to second baseman, Chad Funk. Playing first base, batting sixth, will be Ty Reller. Batting seventh, to third baseman, Tanner Reelin. Batting eighth, the designated hitter today will be Logan Funk. Batting ninth, the catcher today, Joe Stangler. And on the mound for New Munich will be Jim Toole.
All right, we're already going here in the batter's box. Jacob Hennenkamp, the count one ball. As the pitch comes to Hennenkamp, there's another breaking ball for a strike in one and two. The draftee from Crookston on the mound for Marble, that's Owen Ellefson. Big, tall right-hander, and he delivers the fastball that Hennenkamp takes inside in the count two and two.
Looks like he's got a good fastball here, Randy, to start out this game with. He said, got to be all of what, 6'5", huh?
You bet, 6'5", 6'6". The Marble Mallards drafting him, and there's that curveball. Hennenkamp was trying to time himself on that, and he missed it maybe by a foot.
Well, that looked pretty severe, didn't it?
It did, it did. That's a big-time curveball there by Ellefson. That'll bring Hunter Rademacher to the plate. Hearing reports earlier today that Matt Geislinger from Watkins striking out 19 today in the win over Stark. And here's Rademacher driving one past the second baseman into right field. The base hits, so Hunter Rademacher jumps on the first pitch and delivers a single for New Munich. The New Munich Silver Streaks coming out as the Region 15 seed, number 3 seed.
Yes, they were, and had a good region. They come from behind in a really different type of game on a rain delay. They were down, what, 6-1, was it?
Or 8-1.
8-1.
8-1, yeah.
Come from behind in the 8th and 9th inning to win that, to get themselves a spot.
Here's Will Funk trying to bunt his way on, and he bunts it foul down the third baseline. 1-1 the count to Will. One out, one on for New Munich here in the first inning. From Maple Lake, beautiful day. We got a wind that's blowing from right to left if you're just joining us. 325 down the left field line, 330 down the right field line. Funk takes high and tight, and the count of ball and a strike. Now, we've seen Ellefson. He's thrown over the head already of Jacob Hennenkamp. He brushed Will back there a little bit, so he's not afraid to pitch inside.
He's going to establish his grounds here early in this game, and watch where Will Funk steps in that batter's box. He's right on the back line.
Yes, he is.
So he's giving himself a little extra on that fastball. I think he wants to see that.
Pitches low and away in the count. Two balls, one strike to Will Funk. Hunter Rademacher takes a lead over at first. Ellefson comes home, and Funk drives this to left field. Back in the corner, and there to make the catch is Jeff Moore. Moore will get it back into the infield. Let's set the Mallards up for you defensively over at third base this afternoon. It's Mike Chaperdia. Over at shortstop, Hunter Shepard. At second base, Brooks Buckman. And at first base this afternoon, Nick Shea. In left field, we have Jeff Moore. In center field, Gunnar Harf. And out in right field, Nick Johnson. Behind the plate, it is Tanner Shepard. And on the mound, Owen Ellefson. First pitch to Nick Stangler is a strike called in 0-1. Earlier this afternoon, it was Avon defeating Lake Henry 3-1. So Region 15C losing a team.
We did. It was a good game, 3-1. A lot of base runners, a lot of hits in that game.
A lot of hits.
It was 20 hits in that game.
Pitch a ball to Nick Stangler. The count, one ball, one strike. Stangler takes a strike on the outside corner in 1-2.
So now if you're Nick Stangler with that fastball that Ellefson throws, do you look for the curveball on this pitch? I think you might have to.
It's going through his mind right now. Ellefson comes in inside and tight in the count 2-2.
That was a slider.
Two balls, two strikes.
Had a little break to it, but I think he's got a better curveball here.
Chad Funk on deck, and Stengler swings and misses. He's out on strikes, and that'll end the Silver Streaks first. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one left on. We played a half an inning. It's New Munich nothing, and Marble coming to bat. More baseball in 1 minute here on KASM.
Thrifty White Community Health Corner. At Thrifty White Pharmacy, our ready refill program fits your busy lifestyle. Your prescriptions are automatically filled ahead of time and ready when you are. Once your maintenance medications are enrolled, there's no need to worry about running out. We offer free mail-out service, so your prescriptions can be automatically sent to your home. Stop into your local Thrifty White Pharmacy and enroll today. It's easy, convenient, and free.
AM 1150, spending time with you for over 60 years, keeping you informed and entertained. Do you want to sell something to your friends and neighbors? Send an email, fax, or card to the KASM Air Mart that you hear 6 days a week at 1150 in the morning with Brad Melke. The Noontime News is a roundup of the day's news, markets, weather, farm news, and more with Joe Gill. Brad is back in the 1 o'clock hour with the Eye to the Future, area events, and the Birthday Club. You could win a cake. All on AM 1150, KASM.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM Chasm.
Randy Rothstein, Don Hannon with you this afternoon here on KASM. We've got a game going on over on our FM, KDDG. That's the Cold Spring Springers taking on Victoria. Kirby has that for you on KDDG this afternoon. So if you're turning into Chasm for that game, to 105.5 and listen to the Cold Spring Springers and Victoria game. New Munich Baseball brought to you by Rambo Incorporated, the Greenwell Pub, Pep's Pork of World Spring Hill, Central Minnesota Realty, Ecker Feed Service, New Munich Meats, the Freeport State Bank, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, New Munich Sock Center in Long Prairie, BNS Excavating, Stony Creek Dairy, Painesville, Mutual Insurance, Promotional Resources Incorporated, Dairyland Supply, in Sock Center, the Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, Albany Family Dentistry, Kramer Lumber True Value in Melrose and Shady's Bar and Grill. Over in New Munich, a ground ball past Will Funk. That's going to roll on into center field and a base hit.
You can kind of watch. Chad looked at Will over there at shortstop on that ground ball. It looked like Will was going to slide to catch that on his glove side up the middle and come up throwing, try to get up on his feet as quick as he could and try to get a chance at Chipurdia running down the first base line there.
So Michael Chipurdia, the first base runner here for Marble. That'll bring Hunter Shepard, their shortstop, to the plate. Chipurdia goes on the first pitch. Here's the throw to second, and nice, strong throw by Joe Stengler. Wow. As Will Funk comes across, and they gun out Chipurdia trying to steal.
So we're seeing right off the bat here that Marble's going to probably try to do some running, but now they're going to see once with Joe Stengler. That's not a bad way to do it.
No,
it?
You check out the arm right away.
Check out that catcher.
Here's a chopper that's going to go over Toole's head. It's going to be a tough play for Chad Funk. He dives. It comes up on the grass throwing and not in time to get Shepard. That'll be an infield single for Hunter Shepard.
Wow.
That's a tough play. It goes over Jim Toole's head. He doesn't have a shot at it.
Just high enough that Jimmy, he's going to jump, but he, well, I'm not going to get it anyhow. I'll probably just deflect it. I'll just let it go here and see what happens. And
Chad Funk playing
tough,
deep. Yeah.
Tough play.
It is. That'll bring left-handed hitting Tanner Shepard to the plate. So a couple lefties in a row here against Jim Toole. A chopper to third. Reeland Fields goes to second and throws it wildly into center field. That'll send Hunter Shepard to third. And an error on Tanner Reeland gives the Marble Mallards runners at first and third.
Wow. Tough start here. Base hit and a throw out stealing and another base hit. And to give Reeland an error on that one, I see Chad Funk's been on the ground here in two straight plays, hasn't he?
He has.
Had no chance at that one.
Cleanup hitter, Nick Shea to the plate. And Nick, check swing and strike one. Jim Toole, you know, everybody's wondered how can you not hit Jim Toole, but he is so deceptive. His speeds, his velocities, his locations have been his his game. For 20-plus years, he's been throwing.
And he's a spot pitcher. That's what he is. He moves it around. He doesn't throw anything over the middle.
Nick Shea swinging a miss, and 0-2 now. As here's a drive to left field, long way back by the fence. It's Rademacher making the catch. Shepard's going to tag, and it's 1-0 Marble on the sacrifice fly by Nick Shea.
Got that one deep enough to score him from third base. I'll tell you what, the wind was carrying that ball pretty good. You know, I think he gets set up a little more, and that has a chance, doesn't it?
It really does. Two outs. Over at first yet, we have Tanner Shepard. So an unearned run comes across here on Tool, and the breaking ball, a strike two. Matt Etze, the designated hitter in 0-1. Well, it's one strike. It's a drive down that third base line, well out of play, almost by the railroad tracks. And the count 0-2 to Etze. Here's Tool's pitch. Just missing outside. Joel Stangler says, hey, that's a good pitch. And the count 1-2.
So a team like from Marble here now, they're like 180 miles away from here. I suppose they have no scouting report on New Munich, I wouldn't think.
And Stangler looking for an appeal on the check swing by Etze, and they say, no, it's a ball, and 2-2. Tanner Shepard, the base runner, over at first. One run in for Marble here in the first. And just missing on the outside corner is Jim Tool, and the count full at 3-2. 3-2. Tool ready. He comes home and a swing and a miss. Out on strikes is Etze, and that'll do it for Marble in the first. One run on two hits. There was an error and one left on base. One complete. It's Marble 1 and New Munich nothing. More baseball to come in a minute here on KASM.
Mother of Mercy presents Rock the Prairie on Saturday, September 7th on the east end of Albany, featuring headliner Hairball, along with Zed Leplin. Gates open at 4:30, music starts at 5:30. Camping just $50. Get your $25 tickets today at rocktheprairie.org.
This is Major General John Jensen, Minnesota's Adjutant General, encouraging you to hire today's veterans. Visit positivelyminnesota.com/veterans. That's positivelyminnesota.com/veterans.
Hi, Dan Zimmerman here, a partner of the law firm Willenbring, Dahl, Wolken & Zimmerman, with offices in Cold Spring, Avon, and now Albany. You've probably heard me on Aunt Sarah's Party Line more than a few times since I've been with the firm for over 36 years. Despite my advancing age, I haven't been put out to pasture yet. The good news is that even when I do retire, we have four younger, excellent attorneys that can help you with your legal matters. Keep listening to Chasm for details.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
State Tournament Baseball on KASM Radio. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. Adam Ray producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany. Game number two of the day. Earlier, we had Avon defeating Lake Henry 3-1. Kurt Hinch has Cold Spring Springer baseball right now over on KDDG 105.5. You can pick up that game there. Of course, our ball game, you can pick us up on our stream at mychasm.com on TuneIn Radio. Also on AM 1150, 107.7 FM, and 105.5 HD2. Lots of ways to get this ball game. Here's Chad Funk at the plate, leading off the second, and the first pitch is a strike call to Chad 0-1 from Owen Ellefson.
Just heard him playing your song over to PA here, Randy. Put me in, coach.
Boy, that's a classic already, isn't it?
Isn't it, though? Yeah. It is, really.
Another strike call to Chad Funk. You know, over the years, Don, we've been able to follow New Munich a lot in the state tournament.
Yeah. Yes, we did.
The 0-2 and the pitch from Ellefson misses outside. The count 1-2.
2005, they played 6 games in the state tournament. They finished 4th that year. Final that year, the final eight teams went to double elimination. So
I remember you and I sitting in Hutchinson down the third base line on a Sunday night doing New Munich baseball.
Yes, we did.
In that final weekend, yeah. Two balls, two strike to Funk. He bloops this one to short and caught there by Hunter Shepard for the out.
And you kind of look at this here, the players that were on both of those teams for New Munich right now. You got six of these guys are still on this team yet from the 2005.
Wow.
Yeah. Joe Hoppe, he's pretty much coaches right now. And Chad Funk still playing. Joe Stangler, Nick Stangler. Paul Stam's the manager now. Jimmy Toole's doing the pitching today. So, and I don't know who pitched that much in 2005. I'm sure Jimmy Toole must have pitched somewhat.
Paul Sand was pitching.
Paul Sand, that's
right. He was pitching back then. You had Nick Stangler through a little bit.
Ty wasn't very old then yet, Ty Reller.
No, but the Stanglers, Joe and Nick, they had a brother, Adam Stangler, that pitched too. He was a lefty.
That's the one, yep.
One ball, one strike. Here's a ground ball up the middle. Shepard's got it behind the bag at second, throws to first. And did he pull him off? Nope, and they call him out.
And
6-3.
That kind of pulled, kind of slipped as he threw that, Hunter Shepard did.
He did, yeah. That's why he didn't get as much on that throw as I think he would have liked.
I think he was glad when he got it to the first baseman the way he did.
Two outs, and here's Tanner Reeland swinging at that big, nasty curveball, and the count 0-1 to Tanner Reeland. There's strike two call to Tanner, and Tanner finds himself in a hole, 0-2. Pitch from Ellipson, that's high in the count 1-2. Ellipson, like we've seen, Don, a pitcher that really likes to work quickly. Gets the ball. Ooh, and that's going to hit Tanner Reeland in the shoulder. Tanner's going to go to first.
Like you said earlier in the first inning, he likes to establish that inside part of the plate, doesn't he? And Tanner Reeland just found out where he wants to pitch.
Boy, that caromed off his shoulder.
Big time, yes.
Big time. Went to the backstop. A base runner for New Munich. They trail 1-0. Here in the top of the second inning, Marble getting a run in the first.
So Marble's name is Marble. Say that again. Marble Mallards.
There you
Marble
go.
Marble Mallards. You look at their uniforms, it's kind of the color of a mallard, isn't it?
It is. Yep. Strike call to Logan Funk and 0-1 to Logan. Joe Stangler on deck for New Munich. Top of the second inning. Quick throw to first, and back safely is Tanner Reeland. That year, one of our devoted listeners said New Munich had Aaron Volk and Josh Fortman from New London, too.
Yeah.
Yes, Fortman threw a lot. Pitch a little bit high in the count 1-2. That's from Kyle Leeser. Kyle listening in his garage today. Well, thanks for being with us. One ball, two strikes. Here's Funk sticking the bat up, blooping this to left center field. That's going to fall in. Reeland makes the turn, but boy, the center fielder, Gunnar Harris, was coming up throwing. And Reeland decides to hold on. So runners at first and second. The Silver Streaks get their second hit already off of Ellipson, and it'll bring Joe Stangler, the number 9 hitter, to the plate. First and second, two outs.
Big crowd here today. Marble brought quite a few people. That's a long way to come.
The New Munich dugout shouting that maybe Ellipson had balked. He stepped off the rubber. Both umpires looking right at him. And the pitch by Ellipson right down the middle. Strike one to Joe Stangler. Leadoff hitter Jacob Hinnenkamp on deck. 0-1 the count. Two outs. Here's Ellipson's pitch. Breaking ball that finishes inside. And the count at 1-1. Ball and a strike. Tanner Reeland being held fairly close by the second baseman, and Ellipson delivers the fastball in the outside corner, and now 1-2.
That's a pitch now. If you're Ellefson, if you can control that outside corner knee high like that, it's a tough pitch to hit for a right-hander.
Oh, you bet it is. 1-2 the count. Ellefson delivers, and Stengler rips this into left field. That's a base hit. Reeland's going to try scoring. Left fielder coming up with the ball. Here's the throw to the plate. It's off the mark. It's tied 1-1. Stengler delivers the RBI single. Funk to third.
Wow.
Jeff Moore came up throwing. It was up the line a little bit and not directly at home plate.
Correct. Good strong throw, though, from the left fielder.
So two out runs, and, you know, there's a guy over in Painesville that always has preached two out runs win ball games, and that's Brad Skoglund, who I've heard for years and years and years always said that. And I remember it to this day yet. So.
And we don't disagree with Brad.
No, no, absolutely not. Logan Funk at third as Jacob Hinnenkamp comes to the plate. Joe Stengler over at first. And the pitch to Jacob is a strike called, 0-1. 1-1 our score here in the second. Ellefson's pitch and a foul tip by Jacob Hinnenkamp, and he's down in the count 0-2. Now Jacob struck out in his first at bat and swung at a big nasty curveball.
Yes, he did.
We'll see if Jacob remembers that to lay off of it.
I bet she does.
First and third, two outs. Ellefson comes home. And,
oh! That hit the bat?
That hit the bat of Hinnenkamp way high and tight. He had leaned back and went right off the knob, didn't it?
I think it did. Yes, it did. Wow, that's close to the fingers.
Fingers. And so the count stays 0-2. Stengler goes on the pitch. Hinnenkamp swings and misses. He's out on strikes. And that'll end the Silver Streak's second inning. Scoring one run on two hits. There were no errors and two left on base. We have played 1.5 innings. It's Numinic 1 and Marble 1. More baseball to come in a minute on KASM.
Stop in at Shady's in Numinic and enjoy their specials. Tuesday, enjoy Taco Bar. Wednesday, 2 pounds of wings for $15. Thursday, their famous roasted chicken buffet from 5 until 8. Friday, street tacos. Saturday, it's pizza. Buy one, get one half off. Happy hour from 7 until 9. And Sunday, pizza. Buy one, get one half off. Drink specials Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. Shady's wishing the best to the New Munich Silver Streaks.
Dairyland Supply is Central Minnesota's new and used farm equipment dealership located in Sauk Center. We specialize in various types of manure handling, TMR feed mixers, and much more suited for today's farmers. Give us a call at 800-338-6455 for your equipment, parts, and service needs. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Dairyland Supply Sauk Center is looking for a service technician. Contact Gordon Barton or phone 320-352-3987 for details.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150, KASM.
Back in Maple Lake, 1-1 our score, bottom of the second inning. Kirby Hemish reporting in over in Dassel, Cold Spring, and Victoria. No score after 2.5.
That sounds like a tough matchup, Victoria and the Cold Spring
Spiders,
doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Gunnar Harris leads off the second for Marble against Jim Toole, and the first pitch from Toole, a ball 1-0.
That should have been your nickname playing baseball here, Randy. Gunnar.
Yeah. I know a couple kids named Gunnar now.
Runts Gunnar Rotstein.
Two balls, no strikes. Here's a ground ball back to Toole on the mound. Yeah. Jimmy fields it, throws to first, and one out.
Good reflexes by Jimmy Toole on the mound. Right, headed for up the middle. Still fields his position well, doesn't he?
He does. That'll bring Nick Johnson to the plate. Nick, the right fielder for Marble. I think he's the third left-handed hitter already for the Marble Mallards. And the pitch from Toole, a ball, 1-0.
A lot of left-handers today, isn't there? Nice to see.
1-0 the count. Toole just missing outside, and 2-0. think Jim was hoping to get one of those two pitches. Number 19 for New Munich delivers. Oh, and wow. 3-0.
Three of them in about the same spot, huh?
And yes, indeed. 3-0 the count. And there's a strike, 3-1. 3-1 the count. 1-1 our score, bottom of the second. Outside with the pitch and ball four. So that'll put Johnson on.
Next up for the Mallards, second baseman number 10 is Brooks Bachman.
Brooks Bachman to the plate. The Mallards second baseman. Silver Streaks looking for a ground ball here. Tanner Reeland creeping in on the grass over at third. Here's a chopper off the plate, and they're going to say foul ball. Wonder why he called that a foul ball.
I don't know.
Unless it bounced off the plate and hit the dirt in the batter's box or something, but usually off the plate.
I thought it was out in front of the home plate,
yeah.
But I guess not.
0 on the count. Breaking ball, a little inside, and 1-1.
Hitter never actually broke for first base, so he must
no.
have known something.
One ball, one strike. State tournament baseball here on KASM, and this one's popped right over our heads. Can hear people behind us
that's a bad
saying,
spot.
Watch out, watch out. Yep. And the count, 1-2. We do know we'll be coming here next Saturday afternoon, actually to Delano for farming in the Cold Spring Rockies. That'll be at 1:30 next Saturday. Going on the play is Johnson, and now he's going to have to hustle back to first as there's a pop-up in the infield. Will Funk has to wait for it to come down. They have the hit and run on, and Will makes the catch for the out.
That's got to be the hardest thing to do with full speed going toward second base, and they're hollering, back, back, back. So he hits the skids over there about 25 feet from second base, and he's got to scamper back.
Fortunate for Johnson, the base runner, that it was hit high enough in
yes.
the infield.
Yes.
That'll bring number 9 hitter Jeff Moore to the plate, and Moore drives this to left center field. That's going to be in the gap, picked up out there by the left fielder. That's Rademacher. He gets it back into the infield, but that's going to put runners at second and third as Moore goes in with a sliding double. And it'll bring up the top of the order in Mike Chipperdia.
Good job by Hunter Rademacher out there cutting that off before that gets by him. Otherwise, he'd score a run here. Marble does.
Chipperdia had a base hit in his first at bat today and then was caught stealing. That's with runners at second and third, and Tool's pitch is high for a ball, 1-0. That was the third hit off of Jim Tool here in an inning and two-thirds.
Each team with three hits right now.
Tool delivers, and Chipperdia, a line drive back to Tool on the mound. Jim knocks it down and doesn't have a place to go as a run will score. But that hit Tool where, Don?
That hit him in the leg the way it looks to me.
He is limping around.
Boy.
They're going to score that a hit.
Hope that doesn't come off the shin. I'm sure that's it's got some pain there right now, Jimmy Tool.
Yep, and he's kind of dragging that around as he walks by the mound. That was a shot. So Johnson has scored. On to third goes Jeff Moore. He was at second. Chipperdia at first. First and third, two outs. Now 2-1 Marble.
Next up for the Mallards, the shortstop.
And Tool's going to stay in. I don't know if he's even going to take a throw.
I don't think so.
And Paul Sand, he hasn't sent anybody down to the bullpen, but you would think maybe he's going to try to get somebody loose here just in case Tool can't go. Here's a shot into into center field, a base hit. That'll score another run, and it's 3-1 Marble on an RBI single by Hunter Shepard. Yep, and Aaron Vogt gets up off the bench, and he's going to head down to the bullpen, start throwing the draftee from El Rosa. Get a catcher for him down in the bullpen. As catcher Tanner Shepard to the plate with runners at first and second, two outs. Tanner fouls this one off.
They got some pretty good-looking lefties here, these Shepherds. They swing a mean bat, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Looks
like hard.
Matt Imdick, too, might start to get loose. He's got his glove in his hand. Here's the pitch, and Shepard loops this one to center field. It's going to drop in front of Hennenkamp. Scoring is Chipperdia. On to third goes Shepard, and it's now 4-1, Marble. So a three-run inning, and Jim Toole back to the hill right now, and Joe Stangler is going to go out and talk with Toole on the mound.
I think they're trying to give Aaron a little bit more time here to get loose. I don't know if that being hit by that line drive affected Jimmy Toole much, but second time through the lineup here now, Randy. They've seen Jimmy the first time through, so.
4-1 our score. It's Marble by three. I make it four consecutive hits off of Jim Toole after two were out. Here's Nick Shea. Eighth man to bat here in the second. Toole's pitch inside a ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count to Shea. Toole works from the stretch, delivers. There's a strike called and 1-1. Tanner Shepard over at first, Hunter Shepard over at third. Toole kicks and delivers. Breaking ball a bit inside and 2-1.
New Munich's ninth state appearance. Dating back. Well, let's see. It's been a while since 65.
Ground ball down the third baseline and foul and the count at 2-2 now. Two balls, two strikes to Shea. Matt Etze on deck. As of right now, Aaron Boat, the only pitcher warming up in New Munich's bullpen. There's strike three called as Shea gets caught looking, and that will end the second for Marble. They score three runs on four hits. There were no errors and two left on base. We have played two innings. It's Marble 4, New Munich 1. More baseball to come in a minute here on KASM.
For some of the very best food in the area, make the Greenwald Pub your stop. Evening specials and daily noon specials. They also do catering and will deliver to your location, or you can pick up what you need. Phone ahead for your events. They rent out tables and chairs too. Phone 987-3100. Wishing all the best to the area teams from the gang at the Greenwald Pub in Greenwald.
Farmers, Ecker Feed Service of New Munich, your local big game dealer, would like to help you with all your feed needs. We offer free forage testing, urine, pH, and blood testing to help better your animal programs. We carry cow, sheep, goat, duck, chicken, and beef feeds. To learn more, give Ecker Feed Service LLC a call at 320-837-5800. Good luck to New Munich Silver Streaks and all the area teams from Ecker Feed Service.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
And welcome back to Maple Lake. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. Marble scoring three runs in that bottom of the second inning. And boy, now if you're New Munich, you just got to come back and start picking away, don't you?
You betcha you do. You got to start that right now. You work for a run. You got to get a run back here, maybe two if you can, but try to get a run back here now. Make something happen.
Owen Ellefson, the right-hander on the mound. And the pitch two, Hunter Rademacher, a strike called 0-1.
You don't know how these pitchers get. Like, we don't have much to do with these people like that, but they get stronger, some of these pitchers. You give them a couple run lead, they get real tough.
Rademacher, drive to right field, not picking it up right away, is the right fielder, and it's going to fall in front of Nick Johnson for a base hit for Hunter Rademacher. And Don, like you were saying, now you got three, four, five up after Rademacher.
make things happen here and down a couple of runs. It's not a big deal here right now. We're early in the game. There's a lot of baseball left to play in this game.
Will Funk to the plate. Will a fly ball to left field in his first at bat. Will's got the potential to make this a one-run ball game. And the pitch is strike called, 0-1 to Will. Hunter Rademacher will take a lead over at first. Ellipson's pitch and outside a ball to Will Funk and 1-1. One won the count, almost a fall-like field day today with the winds blown out of the northwest. Funk will take another strike. Nope, they say ball. And now 2-1. Two balls, one strike.
About as nice as you want it to play baseball, isn't it?
It really is, yeah. 2-1 the count. Funk will pop this one up back behind home plate, actually over the third base dugout, and 2-2. Yeah, the Twins will be playing Texas today in 100-plus heat. They're predicting, 102 today or something?
102, yeah.
Wow.
I think I'll take this.
Yep, I'll take 72 degrees. The pitch to Will Funk is low and outside in the count full 3-2.
And as you said that, the Twins just took a 2-0 lead over Texas.
Hunter Rademacher at first. The pitch to Funk and a swing and a miss. He's out on strikes.
Wow. Got one upstairs to Will Funk there, and Will couldn't catch up to it.
Going to bring Nick Stengler to the plate. Nick struck out in his first at-bat today. Batting with a runner at first and two down.
Aaron still throwing in the bullpen.
Pitch to Nick. High for a ball, 1-0. Don't see Jim Toole in the dugout unless he's behind one of those posts there. Stengler will pop this one up over at first. In foul ground and making the catch is the first baseman Shea, and that'll do it. No runs, one hit.
It's only
no,
two outs.
No, right? It is only two outs. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was three here. All right, well. Yeah, everybody was staying on the field.
It's the first sign, right?
Yes, yeah.
Well, I maybe thought it was instant replay, didn't you?
I bring Chad Funk to the plate. Hunter Rademacher led the inning off with a single.
Or should I say challenge on that pop-up.
As Chad Funk takes a strike called in 0-1. Well, it's one strike. Two outs.
Paul Sand back in the coaching box for New Munich this week.
Ellipson's pitch, a little bit high in the count, one ball, one strike to Chad.
Joe Hoppe coaching at first.
Victoria has taken a 1-0 lead on the Cold Spring Springers in the bottom of the fourth. There's a strike call to Chad Funk and 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Ellipson kicks and delivers, and Funk, a ground ball up the middle. Shepard behind the bag at second, flips to second, and they get Hunter Rademacher at second, says the base umpire. That's going to do it for New Munich here in the third. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one left on. We played 2.5. It's Marble 4 and New Munich 1. More baseball to come in a minute here on KASM.
At Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you right in your own community. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. As a Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, we've got the strength and stability of Grinnell Mutual behind us. So whatever the future holds, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company will be there to protect what's important to you and your family so you can trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Painesville Mutual Insurance Company agent today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
For all your concrete needs for your home, farm, or business, the place to go is Worms Lumber and Ready Mix with three locations to serve you better. New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie.
Worms Lumber and Ready Mix produces a number of precast concrete products for farm use. They manufacture slated floors, H-style feed bunks, J-style feed bunks, and bunker-style wall sections. For your home, they can pour driveways, sidewalks, and patios. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. No job is too big or small. Phone them at 320-837-5288 or check online at wormsreadymix.com. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. They appreciate your business and thank you.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Back in Maple Lake, earlier today we had Avon defeating Lake Henry 3-1. Avon over Lake Henry 3-1. Over in Delano, it was Watkins defeating Stark 2-0. Here in this ballgame, 4-1, Marble over New Munich as we make our way to the bottom of the third.
Pitching change here for New Munich. Draftee from El Rosa, Aaron Volk, will come in here to take over the mound duties.
And the first pitch to Etsy is fouled to the backstop and 0-1. Matt Etsy, Gunnar Harris, and Nick Johnson facing Aaron Volk here in the third. Aaron's pitch, a swing and a miss, strike two. 0-2 the count. The big, tall right-hander delivers high for a ball in 1-2.
Aaron's brother Ethan pitched for Lake Henry in that first game against Avon.
Pop up down the right field line. This one's going to go foul and out of play. Count at 1-2 yet. And here's Etsy, ground ball past Reeland. Backhanded by Will Funk over at short, and a strong throw by Will Funk gets the speedy base runner, Matt Etsy.
You can see Will Funk got a chance to get his back foot planted there and get a good strong throw to first base. And that was a nice play by Will Funk.
Bring Gunnar Harris to the plate. Gunnar bounced back to the pitcher and his only at bat today. And the pitch to Harris, the curveball from Ethan Volk, a beauty, a strike in 0-1. 0-1 the count. Volk kicks and delivers, and Harris swings and misses. Strike two. Don, the winner of this ball game will play Friday night, next Friday night.
Next Friday night against Hutchinson.
As a swing and a miss, Harris down on three straight. That'll bring Nick Johnson to the plate.
7:30 game next Friday night against Hutchinson, the winner of the New Munich Marble game here.
Nick Johnson steps up to the plate. Nick walked last inning and was the first run to score. Actually, make it the second run to score in the game for Marble. They had scored a single run in the first.
Sauk Center follows this game. They will play Green Isle here in Maple Lake, the 4:30 game this afternoon.
Here's a swing and a miss, and 1-1 the count to Nick Johnson.
So a couple of teams really close in proximity as far as New Munich and Sauk Center, real close to each other, both towns.
Munich, Sauk Center, Avon, all on that I-94 corridor.
Correct.
A 1-1 pitch. There's strike two called. A nice big curveball by Aaron Volk.
Take a little jaunt off of 94, and you're in Lake Henry, so you got four teams really.
One ball, two strikes. Low for a ball and 2-2. Two two the count. Two outs. Aaron Volk's pitch. And a swing and a miss. Johnson's out on strikes. That'll end Marble's third. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played three, Marble four, and New Munich one. We're back in a minute on KASM.
For all of your excavating needs, give BNS Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area. They specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tilling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to the area teams in this year's baseball tournament. Thinking of buying or selling a home? Please contact Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty. With over 40 agents and 9 office locations, we can service all areas to meet your needs. We also specialize in vacant land, commercial, and lake home sales. Please visit www.centralmnrealty.com or call Matt at 320-420-1295 for all your real estate needs.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
To the top of the fourth inning, it's Tyreller, Tanner Reeland, and Logan Funk. Facing a right-hander, Owen Ellefson, the draftee from Crookston. He's gone the distance so far to Marble, or for Marble today, giving up 4 hits to the New Munich Silver Streaks. First pitch of ball to Tyreller, 1-0. Ty bounced to short in his only at bat today. Pitches inside and 2-0.
So like we said, Marble's a pretty good jaunt here from Maple Lake to about 180 miles. So that's a 3.5-hour drive about for these guys.
The furthest north of any Class C team. Two balls, 1 strike the count to Reller. He'll follow back and out of play and 2-2.
Unless you drive like I do, coming down your 90, like you said, wouldn't take so long, would it?
No. But as the crow flies,
there you know.
A 2-2 to Reller inside, and the count full at 3-2. Ellefson has not walked a man. He has hit one, but has not walked a man, and that's inside. He will. So he walks Tyreller to start the fourth.
Must have been just a little high, that pitch there, to Ty.
Ellefson steps off the back of the rubber, and now he faces Tanner Reeland. Tanner hit by a pitch in his only at bat.
Yeah, up at his shoulder.
And a swing and a miss, strike one by Tanner Reeland. Kind of looks like Tanner's not real comfortable with that curveball yet. 0 on the count. There's strike two called at the knees and 0-2. New balls, 2 strikes. And Reeland chops this one out in front of the mound. Almost works like a swinging bunt as Ellefson comes off the mound to feel it. 1-3 in the putout. Reller goes to second.
Nothing wrong with that. Put that ball in play, move that runner along, put him in scoring position now with one out. It's like a sacrifice. So we're trying to get this run in now.
You bet, like you were saying, just to get one at a time.
Yes.
Still got 6 innings to work with here.
Got a new look on the mound now for New Munich, so never know.
Logan Funk at the plate. Logan 1-for-1 today. Had a base hit off of Ellefson back in the second. And the pitch of ball to Logan Funk, 1-0.
I think that was Logan's first pitch swinging, too, wasn't it?
Yes.
That base hit.
Ellefson works from the stretch. And a move back to second, and he doesn't throw the ball, but he spins and gets Tyreller to go back to second. The 1-0 outside and 2-0 here to Funk. Yeah, a big crowd on hand at Maple Lake today. One of 3 parks that are hosting this year's state tournament. Funk will take high again and 3-0.
Watching any of the Little League World Series, Randy?
Saw just some highlights.
I watched a little bit the other day, and Coon Rapids lost today, now 11 to nothing.
There's a strike called in 3-1.
Yeah, it's kind of fun watching them guys play.
Reller leads from second, the 3-1. And Funk is going to pop this one up in the infield. Shepherd over at short, makes the catch for the out right behind the second base bag and two outs.
So here's a question for you, Randy. Now with Ty Reller at second base where that pop-up was, let's say that ball comes down directly on top of that bag. Ty Reller has to stay on the bag, right? So he's standing on that bag.
Yeah.
He can't move, can he?
Well, doesn't it have to be fielded by a player, though?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Even if the ball were to hit it, right? Oh, as far as interference? Or
correct.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got to be part of that bag yet.
Yes,
yeah.
He does.
So in that circumstance, I think the fielder would have to go around him.
He has to catch it wherever it comes
right.
down from.
Right.
So if this guy's a lot shorter than Ty Reller, there's a lot of scenarios here.
There is, yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, that one was fairly close, actually.
Yes, it yeah. was. And he is shorter than Ty Reller.
Mm-hmm. 2-0, the count to Joe Stengler. Ellefson's pitch. Ooh, and that's going to hit Joe in the shoulder. He's going to go to first for Ellefson today. That's his second hit batter. And he's missed some others. It's very close.
Very close, yes, he has. Still establishing that inside corner.
Yeah, yes, we're going to get the top of the order here. Jacob Hinnenkamp. Jacob has struck out twice against Ellefson today. He bats with two on and two out. And right off the bat, he sees that curveball.
Yes, he does.
0-1 the count to Jacob Hinnenkamp. Another beautiful curveball and 0-2.
Wow.
Ty Reller at second, Joe Stengler at first. The two on with two outs. Ellefson comes home and the curveball that just misses low and away. And the count 1-2. One ball, two strikes. The kick, the pitch, and a swing and a miss. Hinnenkamp out on strikes, and that'll end the silver streak fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors, two left on. We played a 3.5. It is Marble 4, Numinic 1. More baseball to come in a minute on KASM.
Stearns County Baseball in the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agricultural, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be, contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank. Customer service is their priority, with offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
New Munich Meats is your place for all your custom slaughtering for beef and pork. They will get your meat cut up to your liking and have it ready for pickup. Summer grilling season is here, and they have the best brats in the area ready for the grill. Choose from wild rice, mushroom and Swiss, Philly cheesesteak brats, beer brats, whiskey peppercorn, and many more. Stop in and pick up meat from the showcase or to fill the freezer. For all your meats, phone New Munich Meats at 837-5214. Good luck to all the teams from New Munich Meats.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Randy Rotstein, Don Hennon with you at Maple Lake this afternoon. State Tournament Baseball here on KASM. Thanks for being with us. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. It's 4-1, Marble leading Numinic. Earlier today, Avon beat Lake Henry 3-1. Watkins over Stark 2-0 today. Matt Geislinger with 19 strikeouts. The Cold Spring Springers and Victoria, the last we heard was bottom of the fourth, Victoria leading the Springers 1-0. Here we go, bottom of the fourth inning. Aaron Vogt, the draftee from El Rosa, on the mound. And the first pitch to Brooks Bachman, a ball, 1-0. Bachman, Moore, and Chaperdia. Here in the fourth, a fly ball to left field. Rademacher comes in to make the catch for the out.
Yesterday, Bird Island defeated Dumont 1-0. here in Maple Lake. Foley lost to Prior Lake 4-1 in Maple Lake here at 1:30. Cocato, they defeated Sleepy Eye 3-0. Hadley went down to Cologne 5-2. Perham defeated Maple Lake. I think that was an upset in 12 innings, 6-5. Cold Spring Rockies 4-0 Friday night over St. Patrick. Stuartville, Racine. Buckman beat him 14-6, and I believe Buckman was down in that game 6-1. Isani defeated Morristown 5-0.
At the plate, Jeff Moore, the count 1-1. There's a ball and 2-1. Ready again is Aaron Vogt. The 2-1, a swing and a miss, strike two, and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. We're state tournament baseball here on KASM Radio. Aaron Vogt kicks and delivers, and a swing and a miss. Jeff Moore out on strikes. Well, Aaron Vogt has come on, and he has been dazzling so far. Five up, five down for the drafted right-hander.
Just takes that different look again, doesn't it? That second time, third time through the lineup here now. Starting the third time through the lineup now.
And the top of the order, and Michael Chaperdia. Pitch a strike call to Chaperdia on 0-1. He is 2-for-2 today with a run scored.
Well, it's like we said, they got lots of pitchers sitting in the dugout over there. You just keep moving them around if you need to.
Chaperdia folds it back and out of play, and the count 0-2. Oh, two the count. 4-1 our score. Marble up by 3 on the Munich. Aaron Vogt's pitch. Ground ball to second. Chad Funk plays it cleanly over to first. 4-3 on the putout. That'll do it for Marble in the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played four here in Maple Lake. It's Marble 4 and New Munich 1. More baseball on KASM in a minute.
Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more in central Minnesota. If you are looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is the only place to start. For more than 35 years, we've been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. At Pep's Pork, we're all about quality, raising hogs, growing crops, and a strong work ethic to bring the best meat to your table. We invite you to try our products and join our growing family of satisfied customers.
Hey, that's a really nice water bottle.
You think? Check out this t-shirt, too.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
I got it from Promotional Resources, Inc. They made our entire company's cool new shirts and water bottles with our logo on them. As they say, they're in the business of promoting your business. You should check them out.
I will. How do I find them?
Go to PromotionalResourcesInc.net. They'll hook your business up with almost any promotional item you can think of. And you can get 15% off if you mention you heard this ad on Chasm. Promotional Resources, Inc. In the business of promoting your business.